The scripture for today's message is John chapter 6, verses 53 through 55. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 10,000 branch churches around the world as well as in Korea, those in local sanctuaries, and those who are attending this service via the internet and GCN TV. About 2,000 years ago, there was a woman who was making her way toward a tomb at dawn. In the tomb was the one who was the most beloved to that woman. She no longer had any hope because that person who was most precious to her, who was her whole world and hope of living, was not in the world any longer. She no longer had a reason to live. The only thing she could do was go to his tomb. But then, when she arrived at the tomb with such a broken heart, she witnessed something unimaginable. The person who died came back to life and appeared before her eyes. As you might have guessed, this woman is Mary Magdalene, the joy of Mary, who met the resurrected Lord. Was not just about meeting him. She not only received the Lord back, but also gained the hope of heaven and the hope that she could also resurrect in the future and be with him forever. And this joy of resurrection, as you heard in the morning service, has been our joy to enjoy. Now, let me talk about the meaning of resurrection in three aspects. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may enjoy the joy of resurrection more abundantly through this message. Brothers and sisters, first of all, as for us, resurrection is the love of the Father. Since the beginning of human cultivation, the Father God has suffered many kinds of pains. The reason He is carrying out His cultivation is to gain true children and share His love with them forever. But the people didn't realize this love of the Father, but rather they went astray. They went in the way of darkness and sins, which is the way of death. God laments in Malachi 1:2, which says, "I have loved you, says the Lord. But you say, how have you loved us?" For such people, God planned something great to show them His love in front of their eyes. It was in the crucifixion of Jesus. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Yet, when we were sinners, Christ died for us. God demonstrated His own love toward us. What would a father feel if he had to watch his child die? The father had to bear the moment when his only begotten son was covered with blood and dying. At the end of that pain, however, was the resurrection of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the fact that Jesus resurrected proves that Jesus was truly sinless. The enemy devil and Satan killed Jesus through the hands of the unrighteous people. They tried to confine Jesus under the authority of death, but according to the rules of the spiritual realm, death only comes upon sinners. According to the law of the spiritual realm, which dictates the wage of sin is death, death only comes upon sinners. But because Jesus was sinless, death could not exert its power over him. Therefore, Jesus overcame death and resurrected. In this way, the resurrection of the Lord clearly proves that he died because of our sins while he was completely sinless. He died to forgive you and me, who were sinners, and to redeem us from the punishments of death. So I urge you to more deeply remember the love of the Lord, who died for us, and the love of the Father, who gave of his only begotten Son for us. Dear brothers and sisters, secondly, the meaning of resurrection is the hope given to us. When Mary met the resurrected Lord, he looked very different from when he was living on this earth. He was covered with shining glory, and at first she couldn't even recognize him. And we will also change that way at the resurrection. We will have the spiritual and resurrected body and wear shining linen. We'll go into the best dwelling place that the Lord prepared for us and enjoy eternal happiness in heaven where there is no pain and no sorrow. This is the promise of the Father given to all of us who believe in the resurrection of the Lord. On this earth, we might have to give up something we earnestly desire or sacrifice ourselves for our family or a variety of other circumstances. Sometimes we are not even able to have a dream because of poverty, lack of education, or weak body. But for those who live for the Lord on this earth, longing for the day of resurrection, the Lord will fulfill their dreams. As I introduced to you in the sermon series on heaven, when a person who loves exercises has given up exercising to work for the Lord, or when he has offered all his time for the Lord that he could have had with his loved ones, our students and young people. For example, you want to be with your beloved ones, but you offer this time for the Lord. You want to be with your parents. You want to go out on a picnic with your parents. You know, on May 5th, you know, you want to go on a trip, right? But you cannot do that, right? God remembers each of all his acts and pays him back in heaven. What kind of house do you want? What kind of life would you like to live in heaven? In heaven, you can have and enjoy what is better than the best you can imagine. And you can have as much as you want. I myself Father God told me about myself and what I would get in heaven. All the things like bowling games. In heaven, in my own house, Father God explained what kind of bowling rings I would have. And you know, golf, you know, I gave up to work for the Lord. And in my own castle, you know, I will have my own golf range. I think I explained it to you, but I wonder whether you remember it. Let's talk about bowling games. The bowling place is so beautiful. And the pins there, you know, the bowling balls are so brilliant, brightly shining. And when it rolls and then strikes down bowling pins, the bowling pins makes very clear and very beautiful sound, making, you know, giving out beautiful light. The Father God explained it to me. I cannot give you more details, but and then the same with the golf. Those who play golf, you can come and play with me, right? So you already gave up for the kingdom of God. Then Father God would prepare it for you so that you can play as much as you want. So on the beach will be much huge, much bigger than the beach on this earth. And when we play golf, the golf ball flies like a shooting star. And the angel will take care of everything automatically. So I think I explained it to you. So when you go to heaven, we can enjoy all these kind of stuff. Father God explained them to me, and they are the things that will come true, right? You devote yourself for Father God, and you can have this hope. But if you enjoy these things in heaven, then you got, I mean, if you enjoy these things on this earth, then you cannot enjoy in heaven. But if you gave up those things for the Lord, then Father God will prepare those things for you in heaven. There is something that bothers me. The beauty of heaven. You know, I want to express and show it to you. And I'm wondering how much you can take it by faith. The happiness and joy. If you can believe it, then everything on this earth becomes meaningless, useless. And you will have greater hope for heaven. Then, if I go to heaven, then I can enjoy this along with those people that I love. But if you have a strong attachment to this world, you know, whenever I see them, you know, I feel burdened. Even though, you know, I gave you heaven sermon series and explained them to you, you got rid of that hope. And you try to enjoy things of the world, which has nothing to do with Father God, which cannot please our Father God. So whenever I see such people, you know, my heart aches. Whatever I say is true. Even though I explain, some people ridicule it, and they laugh at it, and then they make rumors. Whenever I see them, my heart aches. Even though I show them those evidences, why is it that they cannot believe? Father God gives us faith and gives us evidence to believe that. That's how He does His job. He gives us faith and He gives us evidences. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the meaning of resurrection, thirdly, is the power to lead a joyous life in faith. God's children can be healthy and all things will go well with them, even as their souls prosper. Also, if we live in the truth, we will be blessed when we come in and go out. We will not be the tail but the head. This is the promise of God. However, until we become perfect, we might go through various kinds of trials so we can change. Sometimes we might have to face unreasonable sufferings in the name of the Lord. As God said to Adam that he would eat only through the toil and sweat of his brows, we will face hardships and suffering in this life during human cultivation. Also, in the view of the fleshly people, we might look like we are living a hard life. When others take a rest and invest their free time for self-improvement, you come to church and do voluntary services. You pray with all your strength for a couple of hours every day. You make a hard living, and rather than spending it on yourself, you enjoy giving it to God. You might even suffer a hardship because you do not compromise with the world, but only stick to the truth. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 19 says, If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied. But those who have the hope of resurrection do not say that the life on this earth is hard or difficult. These procedures, you know, while paying for the price, you know, I rejoiced and I gave thanks. And in the first 3 months, you know, I got many things that I have to spend money on. But I rather, you know, gave more to Father God because I know the secret of blessing. As I sow, as much as I sow, I reap. I'm not forcing you to sow a lot. You know, this year, January, February, and March, I gave God more because I have to receive more to help you, to spend that money on many other things. That's why I sow a lot. I sow more. That's my faith. And according to my faith, it works for sure. Why? Because whatever Father God says is completely true. So you can ask the financial department. For first 3 months of this year, I gave great amount of thanks offerings. Then I can receive even greater blessing to work greatly, even more greatly for Father God's kingdom. It is my faith, and it is done according to my faith. 1 Corinthians 15:19 says, If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied. That is, however, my hope is not in Christ in this life only. I have hope for heaven and New Jerusalem. I always plan for future. And in 2016 and onward, you know, the greater works of Father God is in my heart, and I got vision for that. So when it is difficult, I mean, the more difficult it is, the more I cling to God. So if we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied. We are not to be pitied. Whatever we do, we can give glory to God. We gotta live that kind of life. But those who have the hope of resurrection do not say that the life on this earth is hard or difficult. As in Romans 8 verse 18, they know the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. That's right. It cannot. I look forward to that glory every moment of every day. I wait for the day the Lord will come back to take us with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. Then all the efforts and sacrifices we made for the Lord on this earth will be paid back as comfort and reward. And we will live with the Lord forever in glory, as bright as the sun. This hope is well expressed in the lyrics of the song, Waiting. There is hope I have here in my heart, the hope of seeing my Lord. I long for the day I'll see the Lord. The day is etched deep on my heart. My heart waits the coming of my Lord, the Lord who comes again to take me home. I live each day thinking of that day when He will come to take me home. Nobody can take away the joy of waiting for His true love. I live each day of my life with the love of the Lord is giving me. My yearning heart will not have to wait too long. The hope I have will never change at all. The longing for my Lord that He has given me is all my reason to live. This is the profession of you and me. Since our Lord resurrected, we can lead a joyful life in Christian faith while we are awaiting. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, resurrection to us is first, the love of the Father, and second, hope given to us, and third, the strength to lead a joyous life in faith. Those of you who have this kind of hope for resurrection should be like this. You have to feel the love of the Father. You got to have hope given to us. And you got strength to lead a joyful life in this earth. So you have to enjoy your life in this earth. Since we have this hope of resurrection, we got something to do. It is to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. John 6, verse 53 says, So Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in yourselves. And verse 54 says, He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. To eat the flesh of the Son of Man is to make the spiritual bread of the 66 books of the Bible. To drink his blood is to practice the words and make them yours. When we eat food, we have to consume liquid together so the nutrients will be absorbed and the bodily waste will pass. In the same way, when we learn the Word of God and practice what we've learned, the untruth will go out and the truth will fill us. The temple will go out and be replaced by gentleness. Hatred will go out and be replaced by love. Arrogance will go out and be replaced by humbleness and service. Only when we learn the Word and practice it can we say that we are born of the Holy Spirit and have life. Also, only such people can participate in the resurrection at the end time. So that we could remember this fact, Holy Communion was established by the Lord. When we eat the bread and drink wine today, I hope that you can remember the message you heard in Friday All Night Service about the sufferings of the Lord. I urge you to make up your mind once again, deep in your heart, to pay back the grace of the Lord by recovering the image of true child of God. May all of you participate in the resurrection, having the glory as bright as the sun. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. I will pray for the sick. Father, please lay your hand on the sick part of your body. Father, please lay your hands on these people. Nisha of India, please bless her to be healed of diabetes and vagina, the inflammations, and her first son's in a fever. Bless Sujata to be healed of diabetes and her husband, alcohol addiction. Bless Indira to be healed of diabetes and low blood pressure and to pay all the debts of the family. Bless Esther for her first daughter to have eyesight back. Bless Mianka and her son to be healed of heart disease. Bless Rebecca to be healed of blood problem. Bless Lakesh to sell his house at a good price. Bless Fatima to be set free from evil spirits and to get along. Bless Ryu Weiying with the blessing of conception. Bless Hu Wan Ai and Wang Wei Chao and Ye Zhuzhen to be healed of mental problems. And bless Ye Zhuzhen to be healed of after the effects of stomach operation. Bless Feng Ai Long to be healed of lung problem and diabetes. Bless Ku Su Hong to be healed of lung cancer and cerebral affection. Bless Zhang Jin Chu to be healed of last stage of cancer. Bless Zhou Ji Jing to be healed of kidney stone. Bless Zhang Shumin to be healed of high blood pressure. Bless Wu Shefa and Zhang Feng Mei to be healed of a blood pressure problem. Bless He Su Qin to be healed of respiratory problem. And then bless Feng Guo Yin and Li Jingfeng to be healed of brain damage from accidents. Bless Zhang Jie to sell his house at a good price. Bless Wei Ripang to protect her inheritance. Bless Zhao Wanzi to have clear pronunciation. Bless In Victory readers and viewers and TV in Russia viewers. Bless them. Please, and give answers to their prayer requests. Father God, thank you. Our congregation, let them be healthy both in spirit and body, and protect them and bless them. and be with us in the Holy Communion service. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.